don't stop. Yeah, Palmer 98 on top. Yeah, Shotty got the game. Yeah.
You heard what he said. The Morning Madhouse don't stop. It's Pot 98 WPG. Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B. Yes, it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Clocking in for y'all. Y'all know how we do it. Is it hump day already? Is it hump day already, babe? Yes, sir, it is. 54 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to top out right near 57. Man, these weather changes is messing with a lot of people. Nah, it ain't Corona. It's just this weather that's changing. We went from 80 to 58. Well, 57 is what we're going to have today. And yes, we're getting a break from the rain, but we're getting more rain later on this morning, starting around 8:30, 9 o'clock. It's going to be with us throughout the day, all the way until tonight, and then on into tomorrow. Still rain in the forecast. I'm looking at rain in the forecast for the rest of the week, all the way into your weekend. So that's what you're going to be dealing with. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all, say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next day.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, dude?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling this morning?
Feeling good. You know what I'm always say, ready to attack today. Let's do it.
You watched something on TV last night. I know you was in quarantine, or did you go somewhere?
Did I watch something on TV? I did. I started watching a movie, but I don't know what the name of it was.
What did you watch?
And it was actually pretty funny.
Are you watching it on Netflix?
Yes. Yeah, the guy pulled it up. It had Samuel L. Jackson, The Rock. Who else was in that movie? One of the Wayans sons.
Mm.
Gosh, it was a police movie. And it was, oh, and Will Ferrell.
Mm.
Will Ferrell. It was really
the
funny.
Guys.
Is that what it is?
The Other Guys.
The Other Guys?
That's what it was then. Right. I'm not sure what the name of it is altogether, so. We'll go with that. Thanks, Burt.
Also back in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all, say what's up to comedian Bubba.
I say good morning.
Everybody, Moore's
good morning.
Spot
good
Bert.
Morning.
Daphne.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, you big homie?
I'm good.
You feel better?
Yeah.
What's you?
That doesn't sound very convincing.
I'm good now. I was nervous before I went.
Well, what happened?
I had a colonoscopy.
A lot of people don't know what happened to you. They just know you weren't here.
No, yeah. I had a colonoscopy, man, on Monday.
That when they go in, they digging your boot hole?
First of all.
I mean, is that what they do?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know about digging.
Okay.
But they look in your rectum.
In your boot hole.
Yeah. That's what they do.
Right.
They tell you turn over, Larry. I didn't like it.
Oh, no.
I didn't like it.
Walk me through the process.
And this
so you
right
go
before
in.
Before I went to sleep.
So they put you to sleep to do this?
Yeah, they put you to sleep.
Okay.
They put you to sleep to do it. He said, lay on your left side. I said, huh?
At least did he whisper to you, did lay on your
left
side.
Yeah, he said, take it, B. I
said, what? Nah. You had a man doctor?
I did.
Bring me a woman in here. At least bring me a woman. If you're going to do this to me, can you at least bring me a woman, doctor? At least.
He was like, how you doing today? You ready? I said, hey, don't come here happy, sir. What the hell is wrong with you?
I know that's got to be the worst doctor job ever. How you sign up to get that doctor job? Hey, I'm going to be the booty doctor.
I didn't like it. I don't like the fact that they put me to sleep. And
hey, buddy, you ready for me to go in your booty?
And they did that.
Nah, I can't do it.
He was so excited when he came in.
Nah, I don't want to hear that. So how long did the process take?
It was only like 30 minutes.
30-minute process. So they put you to sleep. So he come in, he whisper in your ear. Did he rub you on your back, Bert?
No, he said, oh, this will be really quick. I said, oh, whoa. Sir.
You won't feel a thing. You won't
feel
a thing.
That's exactly what he said. No lie. Right before they put me on, I told him, I said, doctor, just promise me one thing. He said, yeah, what's that? I said, just promise me you'll take me to dinner afterwards.
You might as well take you to dinner. Did he at least kiss you on your neck, brother? Did he kiss you on your neck?
Hell no. I would have got above that thing.
Doc, you got to do all that. You might well. You got to at least kiss Melvin.
No. Yeah. No, I'm good. Stay where you at, sir. Tell me what your diagnostics are.
I wonder. So, is that like a special field of doctors that just general practice? I don't know.
They focus on the digestive system.
Oh, okay.
Strictly on the digestive system.
Okay.
And with, you know, your stomach, colon region.
Yeah. And your booty hole.
Yeah.
The booty hole.
Saying it like that.
Go see. Hey, what you got to do today, buddy? I got to go see the booty hole doctor.
Ew. It just sounds like nasty. When you say it like that.
Burma had to go see the booty hole doctor.
So it wasn't bad.
If anybody else out there had to go see the booty hole doctor.
It's internal hemorrhoids, by the way.
Oh.
That's what the problem was.
Oh, man.
They said I had to eat high fiber.
Yeah, you got to keep fiber in your diet.
Eat a lot of fiber with my food.
Do you eat apples?
I do.
Oh, okay.
But they tell me something called cereal? Dinner fiber. I love cereal.
What type of cereal do you eat, though? Because some cereal is high fiber.
Flakes. Mm-mm. Fruit Loops is the goat of cereal.
You don't eat Cheerios?
Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay. Frosted Mini Wheats, which are both high in fiber.
Yeah.
But they told me that I have to put Benefiber in my drinks and my food on my food now.
So did he dig in there and make it explode out?
First of all, the preparation
Larry,
leading up
Larry,
to
Larry, huh? Before we move further, you grow up during this conversation.
I'm uncomfortable with the fact that Larry is so interested.
I've never had this done.
You've never had a colonoscopy?
No, I'm ashamed when the doctor go in there and he had to check my prostate. He'd be like, yep, put your elbows on the table. Hold on, doc. You can't just be like, yep.
The worst part of the colonoscopy, in all seriousness, is the preparation. Leading up to it, because they give you this medicine, this stuff that you have to drink,
yeah,
which cleans out your system,
mm-hmm.
And it's like when you feel your stomach telling you to go, you cannot wait.
Yeah,
you cannot wait.
Well, do you feel better though?
You do.
I'm talking about. Do you feel better?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, that's a good thing. Glad you're all right.
Yeah. I hope I never do that again. I ain't like that.
So when you go into dinner though?
I'm
Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Someone once said, why is it when we speak to God, we are said to be praying, but when God speaks to us? What's happening? What's
up? I'm a savage. Raise your hand if you are tired of seeing people do this dance on TikTok. I got both of my hands up.
I got my hand up.
I am tired of seeing people do this dance on TikTok. Oh, my God. And then some of y'all, oh, my God. If y'all don't learn how to move y'all shoulders and body. I mean, I can't do it, and that's why I don't do it. But some of y'all ladies, y'all supposed to be able to do the little dance. I'm just saying. Nothing, Larry, in the Morning Madhouse. We was talking earlier about Burpee going to the booty hole doctor, and somebody wanted to holler at you. Good morning.
What's going on, my brother?
What's going on, big dog?
Man, I was just calling to tell you, man, I feel Burpee on that, man. The two worst parts about it is the preparation, and I tell you what, you better have two bathrooms at the house.
Boy.
It's like that, big homie.
Man,
look, hey, but I tell you this. That's the best drug you ever have in your life.
Word?
Yeah, it is.
Man, yeah.
So did your doctor take you to dinner afterwards?
Nah, man. Look, I told him, I said, man, I need my old lady to come back here with me. He was like, nah, can't nobody come back here with me. I said, well, man, don't be trying no funny stuff.
Well, glad you're all right, big dog. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, y'all have a good one, bro.
You too. Pot 98, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
What's up, Jatana?
Nothing, but you is... stupid, you hear me?
Well, I was trying to find out what Burpee was doing with the booty hole doctor.
Larry, how old are you?
Huh?
Childish. How
old are you? 23.
Well, I'm telling you what, your 23 ass better go to the doctor because this is serious.
I do go to the doctor. I go to the doctor.
Well, you better go get your booty hole checked.
Nah. Wait a minute. I mean, he checked my prostate. That's about it. That's enough.
Well, you need to get a colonoscopy.
No, I don't. You're not no doctor. How many doctor classes have you taken?
I get one done every 2 years.
That's you. You not a doctor. You can't tell me what I need to do.
Negro, you need to get it done.
How you know?
Because you do.
You see my health chart?
I know. I know you probably need to have it done.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay,
Bye, the tunnel, bye. Black people always try to tell you what you need to do. How you know? How you know? How many health classes and doctor classes have you taken?
The worst thing that could happen to a black person that like to self-diagnose is the internet.
Oh, yeah. WebMD-ass doctor. Get out my face.
The worst thing.
Don't let me Larry the Morning Madhouse. Better decide to get the Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who?
All right, our Madhouse question of the day. Men, women, do you really care about the color coordination of the opposite sex's underwear? So men, do you care if women color coordinate their underwear? And ladies, do you care if men color coordinate their underwear, their boxers, and their t-shirts?
So when you talk about color coordination for a woman, you're talking about bra and panties?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna just go ahead and say hell no. I don't care nothing about no color coordination.
Let's give sort of a background, because this, I don't want people to think that this is just a crazy question.
Let's be transparent. Okay, so we were talking about it in the Madhouse.
Right.
And Burpee said that he color coordinates sometimes his bra and his panties.
Whoa, no. I did not say that.
What you saying, Burpee, for real?
I said my wife beater and my drawers.
Your wife beater and your drawers.
Sometimes I color coordinate them. Sometimes.
So you got different color wife beaters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Let me say this. When you said that, I said that sounded strange to me. Because
it sounded gay.
I didn't say it sounded gay. Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I might have. But I'm just saying.
I heard that.
You heard that too, Jessica? What I mean is it sounds strange to me because I've never heard a guy say that he color coordinates his
never heard, and not just a guy, but anybody.
No, not a guy. I was talking about a guy. I've heard of women. I know women do it. I know women color coordinate bra and panties, but I've never heard a man say, I color coordinate my boxers and my wife beaters. I've never heard that ever in the history of my 23 years of living.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I got red, blue, white, black, gray.
Because 90% of the wife beaters I've seen have all been white.
White, yeah.
And I don't know, but. Okay, if that's what you do.
It makes you feel good. It's like, ooh, I got a special surprise up underneath these clothes. It make you feel good, Bert.
No.
See, that's now y'all talking about Jessica, grow up,
wait
Jessica.
Wait until my woman get home and take my clothes off. I got something for her today.
Hell, yes. Sometimes that's all I got left in the drawer before I wash clothes.
First the booty hole, doctor, not this. Burpee, you on the road this morning, big dog.
Shut up.
You are on the road. Welcome back to the Madhouse.
But to answer your question, no, I don't
rouge
care.
Underwear today.
Well, I need y'all to call in on this one. And ladies, it is a Working Woman Wednesday, right? So can we talk to the ladies doing Working Woman Wednesday about, do y'all color coordinate often? And two, do y'all care about men color coordinate? I just need that for Working Woman
Wednesday. I don't care, as long as there ain't nothing that she got on holy.
I don't care if it's holy. I don't care.
Ooh, Larry, you ain't got no standards.
I do got standards. At least.
If you don't mind if she got on holy draw?
Nope. Never mind. All right, Jessica, what's your question? Answer to the question before this go left.
Before it goes left.
Yeah, they went left yet.
Okay. No, I'm not. Hell, I wear mismatched socks. So look.
Now wait a minute. I don't do that. Now I'm a color coordinate my socks.
Yeah, I don't wear mismatched socks.
Yeah, I don't do that. Now I don't do that. Now my socks got to be. Now that's one thing gonna be straight. My socks gonna be good. I bought a fresh pack yesterday. How do we tap in on this?
Congratulations to you and your matching socks. And no, I do not care if a man has on matching underwear. It is not one time that I looked at the guy and was like, your boxers and your wife beater don't match.
What about you? You prefer boxers over briefs?
No.
Okay. All right. How do we tap in on the
I
question?
Prefer them to be all.
It's about to go left.
You chop in.
I wasn't expecting that, Jeff.
Hit the ball. It's going left.
my man. You hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Do you care about the color coordination of the opposite sex's underwear?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. You're more than
That's what Usher said. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. That's what Summer Walker said. You make me want to leave the one I'm with. Come through, baby. 626, 26 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 57, 54 degrees right now. Wet streets from some overnight rain. More rain on the way to the area, so be careful out there. About 8:30, that's when the rain is supposed to start back here in Charlotte, America, so be careful. And don't forget to stop by the hottest the second hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag MHQOTD, man. The madhouse question of the day. What is it today, Ms. Jessica?
We want to know, does it really matter if your underwear is color coordinated? And this is for both. So, ladies, do you care if men's underwear is color coordinated? And men, do you care if ladies' underwear is color coordinated?
Yeah. All right. Hit us up. I said, nah, I don't care.
I said, I don't care as long as it ain't holy.
What if you care if you got holes in it?
I don't want no holy jar person.
I don't care either.
You care if they holy, Jessica?
You might get a side eye.
Okay.
Now I'm not gonna walk around with no holy underwear. Like, I'm not gonna do that.
They gotta have.
You might get a side eye.
Well, you gotta have holes in them to put them on.
Shut up, Larry. You know what the hell I mean.
All right, man. How do we tap in on this?
Hit us up at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Your madhouse classic throwback song of the morning is on the way, and Working Woman Wednesday is Pot 98.
No Limit Larry!
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss...
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Oh, yeah, y'all know what it is, man. It's time to pop off Working Woman Wednesday.
All right. To my working ladies. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, guest on your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
Been on the grind working all week. You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding, working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding.
She the real MVP. It's No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. We're talking about it on our madhouse question of the day. We're talking about color coordination of undergarments. Men, do you care about women that color coordinate their bra and panties? And ladies, we want to hear from y'all right now, ladies. 570-WPEG. I want to hear from the latest point of view. Talk to me. Talk to Burpee. Talk to Miss Jessica. Do y'all care if men color coordinate? Burpee said he color coordinates.
Sometimes. It seem like it's a thing that I did.
When we was talking about the situation, that's what you said.
It's a thing and you do it. Therefore, it's a thing.
The thing that you do.
I don't color coordinate my undergarments all the time.
But you do it sometimes. Women don't do it all the time.
Sometimes I do.
So, ladies, we want to hear from y'all. Do y'all care if men color coordinate? 570-WPEG. And, ladies, do you do it often? It's Pod 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean,
if they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Monday through Friday, and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. She's gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working woman Wednesday. Working woman Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working woman Wednesday.
Talk to him.
Working woman Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's the Working Woman Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And we're talking to the ladies. Do y'all color coordinate your bra and panties often? And do y'all care if men color coordinate their undergarments? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Angel from Midland, and I wanted to answer your question about the coordinating underwear. It really doesn't matter as far as with a man. I don't know what he's supposed to be coordinating with. I mean, what, his boxers with his socks. I mean, as long as you don't have on tighty-whities, no holes, and no stains, you're good as a man. But I think that women, yeah, we should coordinate if we can. Sometimes you're in a rush, you know. You might, you know, throw on a Mitch Mac bra with some panties, but I think overall you should by matching and coordinating underwear, you know, as sets. But for men, I mean, I don't really see how you're going to coordinate.
There you go. There you go, big dog. There you go. She says she don't see how you're going to coordinate, Burpee.
She ain't got to see it.
Well, yeah, explain it to her, Burpee. You the one that coordinate.
I told her already. You wear a matching wife beater with your draw. It's that simple.
Okay. Good morning.
I was calling in about the color coordination. I color coordinate every day. Every day. Only because I was raised that way, because my mom color coordinated. So I do too.
So because your mom color coordinated, you color coordinate every day.
Yep. I would not buy a bra if I don't have the panties to match.
See?
I won't do it.
Okay. So do you care about if a man color coordinates?
It's really not so much a man could do to color coordinate.
Well, not according to these guys I've been talking to this morning, Burpee and some other dude that wears socks.
You can color coordinate your wife beater with your underwear.
That's really it. Yeah, that's really not a lot. So it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, you could throw your socks in there like Miss Jessica just said.
Yeah, you can throw the socks in there, but that don't really matter. So as long as I color coordinate, that's all that matters.
Yeah, all right.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Has a guy ever looked at you and been like, your underwear don't match?
No, because they always match. If anything, they tell me they value it. They do.
They don't
see it often.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah,
wow.
They love it.
Okay.
Well,
all
aren't
right.
You just a unicorn?
Now, me personally, I don't give a damn. I don't care what color underwear you got on. Can you take them off?
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
We get it, Larry. We get it.
All right. I'm just saying, Burp. That's what matters to me.
We know.
And me, I ain't color coordinating no underwear anyway, because halftime I ain't got nothing on.
Oh, is there another color?
Yeah, it is. Good morning. Who is this?
Disgusting.
This is
Felicia Collins from Statesville.
What's up, lady from Statesville?
What's up, Felicia?
Tell them girls stop lying about that color coordinator.
They lying?
They lying. You ain't gonna find a matching bra. If you a size 34G or double G or D or whatever, you ain't gonna find no matching panties.
Hell, if you a size 34G, double G, you ain't got but one damn bra anyway.
Hello? Hello? You ain't gonna find no matching panties, so stop lying.
She got one bra she wear all week.
She laughing too.
Some of them lying.
You said that Calvin, they lying?
They lie.
Yeah, I need to see proof. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what's coming up around the corner, man. We're definitely about to let y'all shine. Should I take one more call?
She said a double G.
I don't know what a double G.
God to mighty.
Whew,
her bra stinks sometimes.
Oh, Burpee, that's how you gonna do the lady? You gonna make her have stinking mustard?
You ever smell the bra before? Go to the next car.
Her bra don't stink.
That in the bra smell sometimes.
She probably lift it up and get under there.
Ladies put piles up under there. Go to the car.
We got no more. Oh. I don't want to talk to nobody else.
I don't know. Ain't nobody on there?
Yeah. It's time to go.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. We're going to let y'all shine, man. Shout out to FedEx. Shout out to UPS. Shout out to the Postal Service. Shout out to all them truck drivers out there doing their thing. Whether you drive for Freightliner, whoever you drive for. Shout out to all the frontline workers, man, the nurses, the doctors, and, of course, all them daycare workers. You got somebody you need to let shine this morning. Let us hear 570-WPEG. You know what we say? Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! Fabio, Quavo, Lil Baby, Big Drip, Spot 88. Don't let me learn the water man how Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Before we let y'all shine this morning, this lady said... To the lady, the caller that just called and said that they don't match you every day, she got a rebuttal to that. Go ahead.
I am a plus-size woman. I go to Lane Bryant to get my G or H, my matching panties as well. So if they have it. They have it for us. Even they have a website called Adore Me. So they have it for us to match. So I do match as well.
Okay, there you go. All right.
I told you, talk your talk. Talk your talk.
All right. Y'all done talking
they
now?
They got matching bra panties for the big girls out here.
She gave her a website. Maybe she didn't know.
Come on, big girl. Send a picture and take a picture and send it to Larry.
No, don't send it to Larry. No, you don't. No, send it to Burpee. He like big girls.
I love big girls.
There you go.
Big girls are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Send that picture.
Send it to Burpee.
Let me see your matching Lane Bryant draw.
What's your Instagram? I am Burpee.
I am Burpee. Send it to me.
All right, man. It's time to let y'all shine. I have no parts of this. I don't want no parts of this.
Don't really send it to me.
He just joking, y'all. All right.
Trouble.
Yeah. The whole show was about to be in trouble.
No, it ain't.
Send it to Jessica. We won't get in trouble. Send it to Jessica.
Ma'am.
And hey, Miss Jessica.
Hey, we about to let y'all shine. Y'all know what we say, man. You got somebody you need to let shine. Somebody's birthday. Somebody working on the front line. Somebody out there pushing the truck, delivering them packages. Amazon, man. UPS, FedEx, DHL. What's up? 570-WPEG. Going to let somebody shine this morning. You know what we say. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy. Future Drake, life's good.
Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them and tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yes, this is Dominique. I'm trying to let all the FedEx Express, all the FedEx Brown people shine as we try to deliver this Purple Promise.
Can y'all deliver my package today? Is my package coming today?
Oh, Lord. Please. I hope it is. I hope y'all stop delivering. I mean, ordering, so we won't have to deliver all these packages.
I need my packages.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Good morning. That's Mr. Lee.
Who you letting shine, Mr. Lee?
Miss D, Miss K, and Miss K, and our kids.
Why are your female friends?
Oh, you a stepdaddy. Okay, Mr. Lee.
You too, Miss Yester. Honor to you, baby girl.
Good morning, stepdaddy. Hey!
I think Miss Jessica the only woman you know with a real name.
No.
I know. I've been coming down there to see him.
He says that he refers to his honey buns by their first letter. I am not a honey bun. Ain't that right, Mr.
Bye,
Lee?
Bye, Mr. Lee. Bye.
Now I'm your stepdad. I'm supposed to be your man.
Mr. Lee gonna find a way to shoot his shot at Miss Jessica. He gonna find a way. Oh, man, listen, I'll tell y'all what. Y'all know what's coming up inside the Madhouse. We got your nosy neighbor news. Miss Jessica got it for you. Driving right around 724. It's the Madhouse. It's Pod 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry.
Be surprised, boy, when I bust it wide. I hypnotize you with this away. Now you feel like you can fly. I got you sprung off in the springtime.
These days, I got details about that. Remember on The Last Dance, they talked about the flu game and how it really wasn't the flu. It was food poisoning. We got some details about that story. And Bow Wow says that he is about to retire and this person is up next. Who is it?
His little baby, his daughter. He said little baby up next. That's what he said. My little baby gonna take over the game. I was like, little baby. Okay, yeah. Little baby. He said
somebody's up next.
His little baby.
One of them kids from Growing Up Hip Hop.
Romeo.
All right, there it is. Find out who Bow Wow says is up next here on Charlotte's Plug in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
That is all coming your way right after this music from Lil Baby. It's something prove here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, May 20th. Empire star Bashir Gray is being sued by a landlord that claims his dog caused major damage to his apartment. Word is Bashir left his dog alone in the Chicago condo for long periods of time, resulting in the pooch pooping and peeing all over the complex. On top of that, the landlords also claimed that the actor jumped in and out of windows, smoked weed, and then clogged up the toilets by flushing condoms down the toilet, and they have the receipts to prove it all. The landlords are suing for a little bit over $25,000. Gray's team said there's money in the security deposit that should cover any damages, and they are baffled as to why it wasn't handled that way. Well, if you've ever wondered what Jay-Z is listening to these days, he just shared a playlist of his favorite songs. The list titled Couple of Songs from 2020 can be found on Tidal, and it's a part of the promotion for the new T-Mobile users that get the streaming service for free for 3 months for being a new customer. The playlist includes songs from Megan Thee Stallion, Polo G, Lil Wayne, Lil Baby, Tinashe, Her, and more. Bow Wow has confirmed that he is leaving the rap game after his next album, and he is passing the torch to his daughter. During a recent Q&A with fans, he says, I have to get her ready. She wants to follow in my footsteps, so I have to shift my hustle. She is up next. We're going to own TV and film. Daddy duo like no other. Now, Bow didn't say when he planned on dropping his last album, but he did tease another Face Off album with Omarion. Well, there is a Utah man that says that food poisoning story that was revealed on The Last Dance is absolutely false, and he would know. He claims that he's the one that made the pizza and delivered it to Jordan. His name is Craig. He is a self-proclaimed Bulls fan and a former Pizza Hut employee. He says he personally made the large, thin and crispy pizza with extra pepperoni because he didn't want his coworkers to do anything to it. He also says that five people didn't deliver the pizza. It was just him and the driver. And Craig is not happy about this story at all. Happy birthday to Busta Rhymes. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The Last Dance got everybody in their feelings. Some lady in Indiana just came. The lady that was, she was shown on in the audience as one of the fans. She was hollering out, and her picture went viral. So now she's speaking out. Now this man speaking out. Everybody sit down. If Michael Jordan said it was food poisoning, then damn it, it was food poisoning. Speaking of what people said, Ms. Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Bow Wow. What did she say about Bow Wow? 570-WPEG. If they get it right, what they get, Ms. Jessica?
They are going to win five shout-outs.
Hit us up right now. It's Pot 98.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the Plug. Power 98.
Tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Man.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Man. No Limit Larry, the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. And yes, sir. Y'all know what time it is. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You know what the hottest hashtag on Instagram is. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
Okay, Jessica, Burpee, y'all know where the crazy stories come from. These states, guess the state, Jessica, what you think? Where you think we going?
Florida.
All right, Burp, where you think we going?
We going to South Carolina today, baby.
Burpee, you are absolutely right. We going to our relatives and our cousins in South Crazy Carolina. We're going right down to Spartanburg, Sparkle City, where all the girls are pretty. Listen, so I got this story. Shout out, you know, Jessica, you got to know the neighbors. I got the hoodlums. The hoodlums find me these stores, and they send them to me, and they say, hashtag Larry Mash. Shout out to all my hoodlums out there. Oh, listen, so I went to South Carolina, Spartanburg, to get this story. I am mad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
At this lady named Renee Simon. What did Miss Renee Simon do? Well, she was in a relationship with a guy. They broke up. She got mad that they broke up. Apparently, she got mad that they broke up and got mad that he left her for another man. She got mad that he left her for another man. So her ex-boyfriend and his new boyfriend, they came to the house, they came to his new apartment, and as they was pulling into the new apartment, according to the news reports, that Renee got out the car and she fired off about 10 shots. Oh, pow, 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 pow. Renee. Hey, little baby. You just gotta accept it. You just gotta let the man be who he is and who he wanna be. He didn't want that no more. That's not what he wanted in the relationship no more. If that man wanted what he wanted, then let that man have what he want. You can't shoot at the man. You can't shoot at his new boyfriend. That ain't gonna change it. That's not gonna change it, boo. It's not gonna change it. And
she wasn't trying to get him back.
What she was trying know to that.
Do? Know that.
What she was?
She wasn't trying to get him back, but she was trying to get him back.
Yeah, exactly.
But hold on. You know what I'm mad? I'm mad because she's too old for this type of stuff. She 53 years old.
53.
How old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
They didn't put his age in there. They just said she 53.
Oh, that sound about right then. She 53. She done hell, have her life gone.
You're daggone right, sir, and you knew what you were. Please, that's why she shot at him.
But you gotta shoot at me, cause I want that.
He tasted the rainbow.
You knew that you wanted that from the get go, sir. Why are you over here wasting my time?
Well, listen, just cause you got your little time wasted, your little feelings hurt, that does not give you the right to shoot at him and his new boyfriend.
Nah, you gotta take these bullets.
Is that what y'all going with today? You gonna make the hashtag Larry Man. If that man wanna be a booty bandit, let him be a booty bandit, damn it.
No limit, Larry.
The big 45 47 45 47.
Hey, get your ass up at
750.
It's Power 98, that's what you want.
750.
Yeah. Pass it all around.
750.
Incognito in the mix is going down.
750.
What time it is? 7:50 Incognito about to be live in the kitchen, bit dog. You already know, man. It's Wednesday. It's raining in car. Go ahead, man. Give me some little sunshine or something, bit dog. Come on, man. Uh oh, that we're gonna do with it.
Mike Wilman.
Yes, sir. No Limit Larry, the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Incognito live in the kitchen. The baby on that last song right there. They say the baby might be dating Danny Lay. It's a new dating rumor out there in the entertainment world.
And I'm not mad at that.
I'm definitely ain't mad at that. I mean, you better get you some of them superstar women, baby. Go on and get you a couple of them. He said he met his crush, Raven Simone, kicked it with Ashanti, been around Megan Thee Stallion. I know it was me. I'm trying to see what that mean. Like.
Okay.
It's time to get Bourbon Stops.
Sometimes I have them thoughts,
Larry, and turn my music thoughts. On. Now.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Do it right now.
Sorry, sir. Sick of this church.
Today's word is being brought to you by Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because now you keep it 100.
100. Let's get right into it. Larry, Jessica, I'm going to go there. Because a lot of people don't want to go there. A lot of people want to dance. A lot of people want to make videos. And even people want to sing songs. But nobody wants to TikTok for Jesus. You got to TikTok for Jesus, Larry. I'll give all these props to these to the man. To man. But it wouldn't be no man if it wasn't for the Lord. So you got a TikTok for Jesus, Larry. I'm not a savage. You know what I am?
What are you?
I'm a Baptist.
You a Baptist?
I'm a Baptist. Salvaged Christian adamant. TikTok for Jesus.
Do it again, Pastor.
I'm a Baptist.
I'm a Baptist.
Salvaged Christian adamant. I'm a TikTok for Jesus.
Remix Megan Thee Stallion?
He did.
No, I died TikTok for Jesus. That's what I'm doing for the Lord.
Okay.
Cash on me like I hit the lottery. No! Cash on me like I'm giving offering. Oh, TikTok! For Jesus!
You gonna TikTok for Jesus?
You gotta TikTok for Jesus. I can do a 15-second praise dance on video. Larry, TikTok for Jesus!
Well, let me see you do it, Pastor.
Ah, Larry!
Is he TikToking for Jesus?
Somebody say TikTok.
TikTok.
For Jesus.
For Jesus.
Turn to your neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I TikTok. For Jesus.
For Jesus.
Do a 15-second TikTok right now. TikTok.
TikTok.
That's my feet stomping because I'm over here TikToking for
you.
Jesus.
I see you TikToking for Jesus.
Cash on me like I'm giving offering. TikTok for Jesus. The doors of the church are now open.
And those for Berkeley Stop. Think about it.
What you thought?
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from
Hitty. No cap.
821 Nosy Neighbors. Time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Halle Berry is headed out of space for her next role. She's teamed up with a director and she's going to star in the sci-fi space epic Moonfall. She is going to play a NASA astronaut turned administrator whose mission is to prevent a mysterious force from knocking the moon from its orbit around Earth, which could send it hurling on a collision course with life as we know it. Production is supposed to begin this fall, and the movie is scheduled to be released in 2021. My question to you all is, what do you all think about Halle Berry acting?
I mean, I like her in some stuff, but I like her. I like Halle Berry. I'll say that.
I don't think she's a great actress. I think she...
Of course you don't.
No. I love Halle Berry. Like, you don't understand. Like, that's my...
She got an Oscar.
She was my girl.
She got an Oscar.
She does have an Oscar.
Okay.
But I don't think she does that great of a job.
She got an
I think
Oscar.
Two movies she did a great job in. Losing Isaiah and Monsters Ball.
Okay.
And personally, I don't think Monsters Ball was that great for her to get an Oscar.
But
she should have got it for Losing Isaiah, but whatever.
You're not
she's not bad. She's just not great.
You're not a music critic.
I hope she doesn't have on a curly wig, because anytime she's got on a curly wig,
I agree with that.
It's a fail.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Just. Definitely a fail. So.
She did a thing.
Good movie she had.
She did a thing of Boomerang. She did a movie in a while. And she played Storm and X-Men.
Oh, no, no. She definitely done some movies.
Yeah, she's had movies. They just haven't been good.
They haven't been good.
The last movie she did was the one with the little boy and she was his mama Call or something. Or was it Call?
No, Call.
There was
the
another
last
one though. That I think this one went straight to Netflix. Was
that don't
it called
count.
King?
Cake? Netflix.
No, King or something.
I don't know.
It was bad. It was curly wig, Halle Berry. It was bad.
Oh. Call was out.
Her
though.
Last
she was out
her last couple of movies have been bad.
I mean, you know. She got an Oscar.
I tend to agree with Burpee. I think that Monsters Ball and Losing Isaiah were her best performances, and Monsters Ball wasn't even that great.
It wasn't.
Well, the critics thought so.
I tend to agree with him. Critics say a lot. That don't mean they right.
She got that they Oscar because Billy Bob Thornton knocked it down.
She got an Oscar.
Man, made her like, feel right. good.
She got an Oscar.
Well, y'all check out this new one, Moonfall. It's coming out in 2021. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Thinking about just a little bit, Migos Drake is walking like I talk it here on Charlotte's Plug.
Yeah. Yes, sir. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And today, family, Madhouse family, it's for everybody who watch Insecure. This season has been crazy. This season has had a lot of toss and turns. We've seen the beef brewing between Miley and Issa. I saw this question the other day on Facebook and on Instagram. What team you on? Your team Issa or your team Miley?
This should be easy.
How you figure that?
It should be, I think.
570-WPEG. We're going to get your responses when we come back. I'm going to let y'all collect your thoughts and get your thoughts together. Are you team Issa? You got to say why. And are you team Miley? And you got to say why. It's Pod 88.
We Family Wednesday is sponsored by Auto Finance Center.
What's up, Carolina?
Why would I switch out of that for an Emmy? Gang, gang. Woo. Woo. Why would I switch out of that for a penny? Gang, gang. Woo. Woo.
Hey, hey. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
570-WPEG, Nolan Larry, the Morning Madhouse family. We arguing, the family in here, the Madhouse, we was arguing over Team Issa or Team Miley from Insecure. Jessica, what you got on it? What team you on? Jessica, what you got on it? What team you on? Team Miley or Team Issa? Burt, what you got on it? You on Team Miley or Team Issa?
Team Issa. Miley being stupid.
Is that what you feel?
Yeah, she getting on my nerve.
And so you rolling.
She's
with
mad at Issa for no reason.
You know what? A lot of times you argue with folks, you always feel like the other person doesn't have a valid reason to be mad.
She doesn't.
And she does. She has several different.
What's yours?
I'm Team Miley.
Really?
Yeah, I am actually Team
Why?
Miley.
Why is that?
I'm Team Miley for the simple fact that she's always had Issa's back. And, you know, this particular time, she's been trying to, you know, support Issa. Issa's been pushing her way. She's not used to Miley having her own man or thing going on. So I think I'm definitely Team Miley. And then when she asked Issa as a friend, you know, or she told Issa she wasn't going to do something as a friend, Issa kind of went behind her back. And
no, she didn't go behind.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I needed an artist.
Okay, well, but she knew Miley's man worked for the company, and she had already asked it. Miley already told her I wasn't doing it. So, therefore, as a friend, you should have just left it alone. You should have went another direction.
No, Miley was getting upset when she saw that, what her name was? Contasia?
Whoever, I don't know who
Carnivorous, whatever her name is. Lauren's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
When she saw that she was becoming close with Issa, she started getting jealous.
Okay.
Miley started getting jealous. And that's when it became a game of okay, well, if you, since you got new friends, why don't you ask them to do blah, 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 blah.
But just, that's not what, but that's, in that particular situation, that wasn't the reason why she told.
But that was just the artist going to her boyfriend and asking for an
but
artist.
She
that
told
was
her
just
no.
One incident.
That's one know. Out of 18 that Issa's been wrong in. No. In this whole series, Issa's always wrong. She always doing Molly wrong.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. She always
Molly
doing Molly wrong.
Always be talking junk.
But right, but then
Jesse said she back.
And Issa is always with this that one friend that always act like they boo boo don't stink. Act like they could boo boo in the toilet.
No, she does not.
And they boo boo smell like roses. And you know what? Roses really smell like ooh ooh ooh. 570 WPEG. Yes,
that.
She does.
Molly act like that.
Nah,
she act like that with all the dudes she be messing
well,
with.
Well, that's with the dudes. But
she act like that when it comes to Issa. Advice and her family. She act like that with her own damn daddy.
Well, because she don't like her daddy. That ain't got nothing to do with her and Issa. We talk about her.
It's how she
and
acts.
Issa.
It's how she acts.
Nah, she don't act like that with Issa. She, most of the time, when Issa asks her to do something throughout the series, she has done it. She has had her back over and over and over and over and over and over.
What's the problem?
570 WPEG. You team Issa, team Molly. Talking about, are you team Issa or team Molly from the show Insecure? Jessica, what's your opinion?
I am definitely Molly team. I mean, team Issa all day.
Okay, so you team Issa. Why are you team Issa?
I'm team Issa. Molly was wrong. And what it really comes down to is Molly got mad at her about the whole, you know, you went behind my back and you used my man to get your star for your thing. That's really not what her beef is.
She's
just
mad.
Displacing her anger. And that's really not what your beef is. Her beef is with herself and how she is living her life and how she's handled men in the future. And Issa is the one person that really knows the ins and outs of that. And so she's embarrassed by that. And so she's trying to make Issa feel little. Her real issue is herself.
Okay.
That's it.
I think they all got issues. That's why the show is called Insecure.
You're wrong again, lady.
They're all insecure. Good morning.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm talking about Issa and Molly. Man, let me tell you something. No Limit should be ashamed of himself for even speaking that Molly is not the one that's wrong. Molly is wrong, plain as day. I'm with you, Burp, man. I think that she had the right to talk to homeboy. Molly's boyfriend. Molly said she just wouldn't ask him. She didn't say that she couldn't ask him. Yeah. So Molly had been the one tripping. She trying to act brand new with this dude, and she was tripping on him. So how's she going to get mad about that? So it's Issa all day, man. Issa was right with that. And then she tripped. She was enjoying the whole block party.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she found out at the end, she flipped all the way and didn't want to fight. Nah, that's she Molly wrong for that.
No, she wasn't exactly. Wrong, but dog, how's she wrong? Because if that's her man, that's Molly's man, and she asked Issa, well, she told Issa, I'm not going to ask my man that because I don't want that to be a part of our relationship. Molly's finally got her somebody that she finally is into and she like. Issa didn't respect those boundaries. Issa don't have no boundaries with Molly.
Nah.
Issa got put, and just like what always happened, even though Molly wrong, Issa always come and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And she always, that's why, the way the last episode ended. You know what I'm saying? She didn't even want to go in the store and talk. And, yeah.
Exactly.
And
so, exactly.
So tell me another time Molly was wrong.
What time you want me to name? Okay.
I'll tell you. I'm talking to him, Purpose. Shut up. Go ahead, big dog.
So, all right, so we'll talk about the most recent. So you don't agree. That she was wrong at the event.
At the event, she didn't do nothing at the event. She was chilly.
What? She at the block was trying to fight.
You talking about when she brought it up?
Yeah. No. So once she found out that he did that, he even thought everything was cool. Even he thought everything
because
was cool.
Because he was in the blind to the situation. But then he also apologized to her in the end because he realized that he was wrong.
Because he trying to get some buns.
He already got the buns.
Man, he trying to keep the bun.
Exactly.
Come on now. No, let me. You know how that rolls. Come on now. Come on now. You know good and well right now. With this. Come on now.
He ain't gonna apologize to Issa. She ain't giving him none.
Nah, but now I will. I will say Molly was wrong for bringing it up at the event, at the end of the event, because it had been such a great event. She could have waited on that part. But give me another example where she was wrong.
All right. So. Let's go to we'll go to whatever homegirl name is. I'm like, I can't remember her name. It's Tone Tessa,
but she's so fine. But go ahead, big dog.
She is fine.
I know, right? But yeah, so again, even with that, she was tripping when she found out about her being her friend and trying to help out. She asked Molly for other things, and mm-hmm. then Molly didn't help her out. Oh, and then when she called Molly at work that day. Mm-hmm. Molly was tripping up, but she was the one out trying to say, hey, how things are going. You know, mm-hmm. I know we had a bad time at the that baby shower, whatever it was. You know, just wanted to check up on you. And then Molly kind of cut off.
But then what about when Molly's been waiting to talk to her and Issa been putting off when she ain't come over for the cake for Thanksgiving or whatever it was and all that?
Hey. They were texting back and forth.
They so were.
You just like you know Issa Rae because she looked better than Molly.
Hey, everybody got different tastes, man. Hey, I'm telling you something. Hey, I'll tell you this, though. Hey, when Molly be dressed up in them clothes in that bedroom, dog.
Bye, man. Get off my phone. See how y'all do? Hey, man, you didn't get to comment in. You can leave it on our voicemail. Your team Molly and your team Issa 570-WPEG. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We're about to play everybody's favorite game show, man. Y'all crazy.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Here on Power 98.
Ah, friends. Some of them have them friends. You got to make up with your friends, though. I mean, you only live once, big dog. Stop holding grudges against each other. And just get past the BS and move on. Because if something happened to them while you're mad at them, you're going to be at the funeral. Hey, I should have said something, big dog. You want to jump in the casket with them, so. Yeah, that's how I go. I've seen it several hundred different times. Okay. So go on and make up and get it over with. All right. Y'all know what time it is, man. We're about to play everybody's favorite game show. And if they win, what they get, Ms. Jessica?
They are going to win 5 shout-outs.
Let's go on and play it, big dog. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
570-WPEG. Let's play, man. While you're dialing, it's that Future. It's that Drake. Life's good. Life is good. It's Power 98. Puerto Rico. Ho! Puerto Rico. Ho! All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 or 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need a hood black card, all right?
Yes.
What? Kick it out, baby.
All right. I need you to tell me, on the Chappelle Show, who did Wayne Brady have to choke?
He had to choke. He had to choke Dave Chappelle.
No. That ain't it, big dog. No, big dog.
I know.
You're talking about I know.
That was a good one, Bert.
That was a good one. What you got for him, Justin? Stop laughing, Justin. What you got for him?
All right, since we go in that route, if Future were to do a magic trick, what would he say at the end of his magic trick?
He would say, poof, all my baby mamas are gone.
Oh my God.
It's absolutely incorrect.
I like it though.
I don't know.
But I did like it though.
No, it ain't right.
It ain't right. And that ain't gonna make you Black Smart.
Thank you for your participation, I guess. Larry was he Black Smart?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no.
I believe that these were 2 of the best Black Smart questions we have ever given out.
Okay, this is Black Smart card number 28 that we have taken during the pandemic. Damn, sir, damn.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better financing. All credit levels. Download the Power 98.
Oh. Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Woo! Y'all was tapped in on this one today. Miss Jessica, what's that question of the day?
So, men, we want to know, do you care if a woman color coordinates her bra and her panties? And ladies, do you care if a man color coordinates his boxers and his undershirts? And then we want to know, do you color coordinate? According to my homegirl, Farida, she says, I love matching sets for me. I could care less about him matching. Khadijah says, I don't care. And Ibn says, I don't care, but it does look nice when things match.
Mm. H-R-E-N Husky 2C said, when I was younger, yes. Now I'm older and my man had blind. No, I mix it up all the time.
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
My man had blind. What is going on? Okay, Trina said, this would be perfect. Oh, she was talking to a friend. Miss Hemi said, matching is a must. If it don't match, I'm not wearing it. Queen of the South Mary said, yes, matching is a must. Nikki the Boss _ Jones said, yes, I love it. So, yes, indeed. Mr. Goodfellas 84 said, yes, I like it when the missus is matching. And Mr. Charlotte said, yeah, I like when the missus match it up. Okay.
April Hill 580 said, well, a woman should match and a man, nah, it don't matter for him. Pirelli Zelli said men should stick to boxers. Don't know what that has to do with the question, but that was one of the answers.
Okay. All right, boy, they tapped in on the Madhouse voicemail, 704-227-8780. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to answer the question. I do color coordinate. That's just something that I do. As far as a man color coordinate, I would be worried that he had a little bit of sugar in his tank. Thank you. Have a nice day.
I'm calling about the Madhouse question this morning about the matching underclothes. So me personally, I don't care about the tops matching, but I think it's very attractive for a man underpants and his socks to match. I know that sounds a little weird, but I'm into the boxers or briefs matching with the socks coordination. I'm cool with the t-shirt, the wife beater being white or any other color, but I'm more looking forward to the boxers and the socks.
On the color coordination of your boxers and your outfit, I wear the same color boxers as my shirt always because I'm very OCD, but my wife, she doesn't give a She have on blue panties and a red bra for all that matter to her. Y'all have a good one. Stay blessed.
Ooh, child, when somebody done been with you for over 6 months, honey, they done deserve the right to wear what they want to wear or not to wear. Nobody care about no arrangements, honey. You can have white at the top and black at the bottom. Or be like, Mr. What the Hell, just wear nothing. Because when we was at the little Catholic church, hey, he couldn't wear nothing. That priest had him running around butt-ass naked every week. He said, ying, 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 damn ying. Ooh.
This is Mr. What the Hell. No Limit. The little funky booty lip boy don't let somebody else wear in his booty other than toodles. Of course, not a day. Ladies, men don't care if your bra and panties match. We don't care if your drawers holy, they droopy, or you got on granny pants. Men just want to see your butt naked, and they want your ass to be fresh and clean. And No Limit, any man that matches his wife beater and boxers, him like milk and cookies, him teen toodles, him burpee, or should I say, Bertricia.
Y'all leave Burpee alone just because he's in touch. He's in touch with his color coordination, with his bra and his panties. Y'all leave him alone.
Shut up.
Madhouse question of the day.
Mister, what the hell don't wear no damn regular drawers because his old ass wear diapers?
The question of the day drops at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. Thank you.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door here. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, May 20th. Empire star Bashir
Gray is being sued by the landlord who claims that his dog caused major damage to his apartment. Word is the actor would leave the dog alone for long periods of time. And then the dog was pooping and peeing everywhere. On top of that, they say that the actor would jump in and out of the window, smoke weed, and then even clog up the toilets by flushing condoms down them. And they have the receipts to prove it. They got pictures of everything. So now they're suing for a little over $25,000. Gray's team is like, hold on. That's what we put a security deposit down for. Go take that. That's going to cover it. We'll see.
Wow. Well, at least he was protected in what he was doing if he was flushing condoms down the toilet. But the other stuff, I don't know. I don't know what Yaz is doing. What is Yaz up to? Tell him to calm his ass down.
Is this how we living? Mm-hmm. Is this how we living? We just going to live with the dog peeing and pooping everywhere? Like,
control your dog, man. Control your dog.
They can see it? You just going to live in filth like that? Okay.
That's terrible.
All right. If you ever wondered what Jay-Z is listening to, he shared a playlist of his favorite songs. It's titled A Couple of Songs from 2020. It can be found on Tidal. It includes songs from Megan Thee Stallion, Polo G, Lil Wayne, Lil Baby, Tinashe, Her, and more.
Mm-hmm, okay. Well, you know, Megan is she's signed to Roc Nation, so I'm sure you'll be listening to that. But that's dope, though. Hope.
All right. Bow Wow has confirmed that he will be leaving the rap game after his next album. Aww. And he is passing the torch to his daughter. He says, after Get Her Ready, she wants to follow in my footsteps, so I have to shift my hustle. She's up next. We're going to have our own TV and film daddy-daughter duo like no other. Now, he didn't say when he was planning on dropping his last album, but he did tease another face-off album with Omarion.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to be dope. Like, the whole TV concept with him and his daughter, I think that's going to be dope. As well as, you know, if he does do another album with Omarion, I think that'll be dope for the culture. Now, his last album by himself, nobody done about.
I agree. I think his daughter, I think she's a star. Yeah. I think she is a star. She's absolutely adorable. She follows after her mother with the dancing. So, yeah, I could definitely see something popping off between them TV-wise. Am I interested in a Bow Wow Omarion face-off album at this point in life? No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
But I think, you know, with him being a child star, like speaking of him and putting his daughter on TV, I think with him being a child star, I think he'll definitely be able to help her in that aspect. And, you know, Bow Wow on TV was a hit when he was on 106 and Park. He lived on TV on 106 and Park when it first started, so. Shout out to him.
Yeah,
and I think you better pull it off.
He ain't been that popping on growing up hip-hop.
But I think, you know, for you know, because he knows the ins and outs of the business from being a young child to now. He's still, whether you like it or not, he's still on TV. So I think with him and his daughter, I think it'll be real big. And I'm glad he's finally, you know, making that move to put the music down and go on the TV. Bow Wow, just go on the TV.
Well, a Utah man says that the food poisoning that was revealed in The Last Dance, that whole story, is false. And he would know because he is the one who made and delivered the infamous pizza. Yep, he says that he is a self-proclaimed Chicago Bulls fan, and he actually made that pizza. It was a large, thin, and crispy pizza with extra pepperoni because he didn't want any of his coworkers to do anything to it.
Right.
He also says that five people didn't deliver the pizza. It was just him and the driver, and he is not happy about this story at all. Now, I have a poll up on my Instagram story that says, what do you think really happened? Do you really think it was the flu, or do you really think it was food poisoning? And right now, 64% of people are still saying that it's food poisoning.
I think it was food poisoning. And I heard this story when it first came out. They didn't know whether it was the flu or they didn't know it was food poisoning, and they just ran with the flu. But now, all these people, like they said the pizza was made at a Pizza Hut, and the Pizza Hut, the owner of the Pizza Hut at the time, has now, he's trying to come out and speak. Now, this guy, first of all, how y'all know? I need y'all receipts. Y'all show me y'all receipts, and then I believe y'all. Until then, shut up. If Michael Jordan said it was food poisoning, then damn it, it was food poisoning. How about that? I don't care what it was. The man could barely stand up and walk, and he still scored 38 points, and they beat the Utah Jazz. That's all that matter. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I had to get that.
This is Craig said. Craig said, you're lying.
Craig lying. Anybody named Craig, we know they lie.
They said Craig lying. So, all right. Happy birthday to Busta Rhymes. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98. The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. The biggest names.
This is Lil Nas X.
This is Summer Walker.
This is Wale.
This is Travis Scott.
This is Boy Baby.
And this is Chris Brown.
Megan Thee Stallion.
The biggest concerts.
How we feeling?
The biggest events in the Queen City.
Can I do one more thing for y'all? Is that cool?
The only station that can deliver.
Baby!
Power 98.
Life has changed, but some things remain the same. We all still get up every morning, and our cars still have cup holders. And our cup holders are still meant to hold cups. Large cups that hold our favorite morning beverages. Beverages that make our mornings a little brighter and a little more normal. Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering available only at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
All offers on approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hey friends, Brandon Gandy here from Victory Chevrolet. If you need your vehicle serviced, we offer a free loaner vehicle with any service. If you need a new Chevy or quality pre-owned vehicle, we have close to 1,000 vehicles in stock and all can be seen online at victorychevycharlotte.com. And just $19 down delivers any vehicle in stock. And as we continue to navigate these uncertain times, Victory Chevrolet is offering deals that have never been seen or heard of before to help put more money in your wallet. Like 0% financing for 7 full years on a brand new Chevy, rebates and discounts up to $18,000, and no payments for 120 days, all with just $19 down. So come in today, trade your current car and payment in on a brand new Chevy, put just $19 down, drive off with 0% interest for 84 months, and no car payments for 120 days. So make an appointment today and come visit us at I-45 exit 12 or 14 or online at victorychevycharlotte.com. Victory Chevrolet, we are here to serve you.
The game is about to start. Get your face out your phone.
Just a minute. I'm completing the 2020 census.
Why do you care?
Listen, the census will impact how and where public funds will flow in our communities each year. If we're counted, we'll get better funding for our schools, even affordable housing.
Wow. Well, I'm going to complete the census now.
All right, then. Let's take a shot.
Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Plus tax, tax, and title with approved credit. Call 888-214-1167 for details. This Memorial Week, only JT's Kia can give you 0% financing in 84 months on brand new Kias. 0% in 84 months.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.